What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
It's Brandon Tierney and Sal Licata on WFAN The Fan, 101.9 FM and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Yeah! Good morning, good morning! Right back at it on The Fan in New York. I was just here. Didn't even sleep, ready to go. That coffee just hit. Keith McPherson on The Fan, filling in for BT and Sal. You know the number to dial. Let's get into it. Starting with the Yankees, because to the victors go the spoils, positive energy, the good vibes are back. Like, did you have fun watching that Yankee game last night? Did you have fun thinking you were going to see a perfect game last night? I did. I couldn't move. Nobody move. Don't do anything different. Whatever you're doing, stay where you are on the couch. I wanted to take a shower. I couldn't shower. I didn't even change my picture in picture. I had Strike Zone on and MLB Big Inning. I was listening to Odyssey Mets Radio. I'm like, I'm just going to do exactly what I'm doing. Maybe we see history. And, you know, it was coming off of the Yankees making history with their second game hitting 9 home runs. And the Yankees sweep the Cardinals. They sweep Tampa. They're handling their business, right? They go 7-1 against the teams that you're supposed to beat, the Minnesota Twins, the St. Louis Cardinals, the Tampa Bay Rays. They handle business because they have to. There is no time to lose a game here. There is no time to make a stupid decision. There is no time to not play your best guys, not make a move with the bullpen. You know what I'm saying? Like, the urgency is there, and that's all you want. When they pitched Devin Williams that Friday night against the Astros, it broke me. I said, I'm done. I'm off the ride. Play stupid games, win stupid prizes. If that's what you want to do, if you want to throw Devin Williams so bad with the game on the line in the same week that he blew 2 games in Texas, it's malpractice. I lost it. I came from the stadium. I came here. I sat down to do my show, and I'm like, they're not serious. This is an unserious bunch. Well, you know what? I guess they had to hit that rock bottom, then have Old Timers Day, and have Joe Torre in the building talking about the boss and how the boss used to keep Don Mattingly on edge. Have Jorge Posada in the building talking about how, yeah, maybe these guys got to get a little angry. Maybe they don't need to be everybody's friend. Willie Randolph talking about, hey, nobody fears us anymore. Team's got to know you're facing the Yankees. You're about to be in a dogfight. You know, all of those little things that you heard. And then, you know, Max Fried struggled. They lost to the Astros. But then the Minnesota Twins, our pals, those nice guys are there for us. And they don't complete the sweep. And I remember being at the stadium that night and you're scoreboard watching. You're out-of-town scoreboard watching. You're looking at what Toronto is doing. You're looking at what Boston is doing. You're looking at what Seattle is doing. And you're hoping that the Yankees can seize an opportunity. And they have in this last week, right? Toronto just lost a series to the Pirates. And as they lose two games out of three and you win those games, you're in a good spot. Looking at the standings right now, and you just heard in the update, like the Yankees are 12 games above 500. The Yankees are four games back, but only three games back in the loss column. The Yankees, if the season ended today, which it never does, but if the season ended today, they're hosting the wild card series. Bonus, they get three extra games in October. And that brings me to my thought right now that will eventually get us into the Mets. It's eyes on October. This is New York. These are two of the highest payroll teams, right? These are two teams in the top five of attendance. These are teams with superstar players, guys that make 40, 50 mil a year. There is no missing the postseason. There is no even like just barely making the postseason is a failure. And sure, you want to get in the dance and anything can happen, but these teams have expectations of getting to the World Series. The Mets were two games away from the World Series. The Yankees were in the World Series. It wasn't that long ago. October wasn't that long ago. And here we go as we are now days away from August, the dog days ending. September, the last month of the season. You should be rounding into form. Your team has to evolve. The Yankees have evolved, right? Cashman had an opportunity at the deadline to add a couple players to this team. Jose Caballero has starred in these last few games. He is a pest. And yeah, he's annoying as hell. He annoyed me getting thrown out last night. You can't do that. But, you know, he's an agitator. And sometimes when you add an agitator like that to a clubhouse, it changes things. It has pushed Anthony Volpe. I feel like since that day, Caballero got traded from Tampa in Yankee Stadium with a smile on his face going to the other clubhouse. That has pushed Anthony Volpe. Volpe now is on everything. He's fielding everything. He's throwing everything in the air. His bat got hot, and we're waiting for that to come back, and I think it will against the Boston Red Sox. But just adding a Jose Caballero who can play right field, who can play third base, who can play shortstop, who's going to steal bases, who's going to get under the skin of the starting pitcher, catcher, good, right? Amed Rosario was out for a little bit, but he's back. Austin Slater, they added, right? He's out. Ryan McMahon, they added. And Ryan McMahon hit his first homer in St. Louis. I expect him to hit a homer against the Red Sox. And then obviously what the Yankees did, the most important thing, the number one thing they had to do was add to the bullpen. Camilo Duvall's been an adventure. He hasn't been good, but he's got a live arm. He's got good stuff. They're going to figure it out with him. We don't even have to mention Jake Bird. He's not with the team. But David Bednar, going back to last night, David Bednar has been a bulldog. He's been a good closer for the Yankees in a handful of opportunities to save the game. But you got to pick him up sometimes. And last night, you know, going backwards, before we even got there, talking about Cam Schlittler, that young man, oh, the Yankees don't develop any prospects. The Yankees don't have any prospects. They don't develop homegrown pitching. Look at this kid. I'm watching the game right now on, yes, Encore. I can't wait to watch this kid fill up the zone with his fastball. Can you hit it? I don't think you can. Right? Throw that cutter. Looks like a slider, that cutter that's like in there and then diving away. And then dropping a curveball in there, 12-6. Can you hit it? No, you can't. I mean, he had like a six-pitch inning in the third inning where you're starting to think, hey, he's rolling. And this is a guy who has made seven starts. You love to see it. Will Warren has been solid as a rookie. You love to see it. And you didn't know that. You know, every season you need probably 10 arms to make starts. The Yankees have had Carlos Carrasco make starts. Marcus Stroman make starts. Clark Schmidt, whose season is over, make starts. Ryan Yarbrough, who we're waiting to come back, make starts. You kind of forget, right? Now, Cam Schlittler has made seven starts, and he grew last night. And Boone gave him a little bit too much of an opportunity to grow. Probably should have taken him out as soon as that first hit, you know, Chandler Simpson got that knock. Should have probably taken him out there, but whatever. He was great last night. And then Luke Weaver comes in, gets the job done. And then David Bednar struggles a bit, but as they're down there at George M. Steinbrenner Field, I couldn't help but think about the boss. The last game that Tampa Bay will play against the Yankees in our spring training facility. George M. Steinbrenner, when that ball got laced in the gap, I felt like the ghost of George blew that ball down not to go out so the Yankees wouldn't be walked off. And as I'm sitting in my apartment trying not to wake my baby and my wife up, I'm saying, they got to win this game. Handle your business. Finish your breakfast. Don't play with your food. This is a game that you're supposed to win. And then you get the heroics in extra innings from Giancarlo Stanton, who before the game started, people were crying, why is he not in the lineup? Hey, they're being cautious with him. We'll talk about that today. Him and Judge in right field slash DH. When is Judge coming back? Judge not being on the same page as Booney, getting their stories crossed up. Stanton being sore after playing three straight games against Minnesota, having to rest. And what a luxury. Didn't need him against St. Louis. But man, he is on a tear. He is on a stretch right now that they are comparing to his MVP season. He hasn't had a stretch like this since he won MVP in 2017. Katie Sharp wrote, Giancarlo Stanton, in his last 30 games, he's got a .362 batting average, a .429 on-base percentage, an .830 slug. This is the second time in his career he's had a 30-game span with at least a .360 batting average, .420 on-base percentage, .825 slug. He did this in July of 2027, a span from July 26th to August 27th. That month where I was saying this guy was going God mode, baseball God mode. I remember watching it. I remember going down there to see him hit 60 in Miami. He came up short, but I went to that series. And here is a guy that wants to go back to the World Series. Here is a guy that is like, hey, I missed a lot of time with the tennis elbow, but he's so dialed in. He hits that homer, and you're thinking, okay, here we go. Our fortunes have changed. The vibes are back. Things are better in Yankee land. We're going to win this one. But who's going to get the save? Who's going to finish the game? And it's our other closer, the closer we traded for that had the job, lost the job, had the job. Now he's low leverage. Devin Williams has to go. And Devin Williams strikes out the side, and the Yankees win. 888-808-1019. What a great night last night for the Yankee fans that didn't lose hope. Like the team didn't lose hope, for the Yankee fans that are always glass half full, for the Yankee fans that always believe, for the Yankee fans that are sitting at home saying, yeah, there it is. We've got enough hitters. Trent Grisham with two home runs. Yeah, Austin Wells, turn it up. Fight for your position. Fight for your right to be behind the plate, catching a perfect game through six innings, and then you hitting two homers. And you know what? Eyes on October. And when I have my eyes on October, I'm looking at David Stearns. When I have my eyes on October, I'm looking at this Mets team as I watched that game last night. And, you know, Tampa Bay is a team with 61 wins. Tampa Bay is a team that the Yankees have to beat. You can't afford to lose to them late in this season. And the same can be said about the Washington Nationals with 51 wins. And after the Mets smacked them the night before 8-1, easy. You got to follow up. Kodai Senga's got to be better. Kodai Senga is an issue. Kodai Senga is a guy that was signed by Billy Epler. Kodai Senga is a guy that's making $15 million, 5 years, $75 million. Kodai Senga with the ghost fork, right? He's missed so much time. He's been a disappointment as a Met, but he's a guy that was penciled in to be an ace. And you can't rely on him. He hasn't had a win since June. I don't know. Like Kodai Senga's got to be able to overcome. The Mets' three-game winning streak ended, and it's disappointing, and that's a brutal loss. Because with eyes on October, David Stearns, it looks like you don't have enough. Francisco Alvarez injury, that changes everything. And you saw it last night. Now this team is relying on Luis Torrens. Luis Torrens, who had another catcher's interference. Luis Torrens, who got beat up behind the plate with foul balls. Luis Torrens, who had a pass ball. Luis Torrens, who you're forced to put in the lineup and the ball will find you. It will land on Luis Torrens to ground out, to ground into double plays. Mets fans last night asking why they didn't pinch hit for him. Mets fans last night looking at a guy that you did get at the deadline, Cedric Mullins, who had two hits but couldn't come up clutch in the sixth inning. And Mets fans looking at this lineup where, yes, you have a high-priced lineup. Juan Soto. Juan Soto had opportunities to hit a solo shot to tie it. Couldn't do it. Had a two-pitch at-bat that he grounded out. It's got to be better, right? Even though the Mets were able to fight back and overcome, it's got to be better. They go meekly into the end of the game. I think they finished the seventh, eighth, ninth inning, nine in a row. Going down, nine in a row. Not being able to fight back, having a glass jaw. And Kodai Senga was the first one with a glass jaw. A little bit of trouble. He got into a little bit of trouble. And all it took was some soft contact. Right, C.J. Abrams beating him to the bag, and then a sack fly, and you know they're facing some AAA players. They had a guy out there who tripled with number 81 on his back, Drew Millis. Like, this is the New York Mets with this super high payroll, with the highest contract in American sports in Juan Soto. They brought back Pete Alonso and gave him $30 million. He's the highest paid first baseman in baseball. Brandon Nimmo last night, like, they gave him an 8-year contract for a center fielder. And it's an issue with him with his neck. He's had a neck problem since 2019, where that can flare up at any time, where he said last night he couldn't even look up. So then he can't play the outfield. He can't have his at-bats. He's got to come out of the game. You're forced to put Starlin Marte in there, and you're starting to see how thin they are. Not just with the lineup, but with the pitching. We raved about Jeremy Hefner's pitching lab, right? Because when Kodai Senga started this year, he had a 1.39 ERA. You know, in his last few starts, he's got a 6 ERA. We raved about Griffin Canning, who was signed for $4 million. It looked like a steal. All we did was praise David Stearns coming off of last year's OMG Grimace run, where we probably should have gave those players more credit. We probably should have looked at that team and saw the chemistry they had and said, stick with that. David Stearns probably should have looked at Luis Severino and Jose Quintana and said, yeah, let's run it back, instead of pivoting to Frankie Montas, Clay Holmes, Griffin Canning, and being where you are right now with this rotation, where it's like David Peterson is your ace. You hope. And hope is not a strategy. Steve Cohen said that. And I think it's strange that we go from Kodai Senga, who was signed by Billy Epler, and you had Chris Bassitt, and you could have brought back DeGrom, and you threw all this money at Scherzer, you threw all this money at Verlander, and now you don't have enough pitching. It was great to see Nolan McLean. He came out, he competed. I like that guy. Oklahoma State, former quarterback, football player. He's got some moxie about him. Can he do it again? He has to, right? They did bring back Sean Manaea, and Sean Manaea is on the mound today. And this has to be his best start. You cannot drop a series to the Washington Nationals, the 51-win Washington Nationals. I know he's got the elbow issue, the loose body. So what? You're pitching. You're there. You got to perform. And the Mets lineup has to show up. Nimmo's probably got to sit down. Nimmo's probably needs a day, you know, and I feel for him. This guy's sleeping in a hotel bed. He's got a neck problem. But that's kind of crazy, right? It's like, this is a guy you're relying on, and that can flare up. You need more. Vientos almost hit another homer. He's been good. He's got to be in the lineup. Brett Beatty Bonds, as I call him, he hit a homer. Those guys got to keep going. But, man, there's something going on where I don't know if it's Mendoza. I don't know if it's, you know, Lindor not being able to lead the team with Soto, and then Alonso, we know he's going to opt out, but there's something going on where they're not able to rally enough. You know, I named this team the Make It Happen Mets because I watched them in 2022 make it happen. I remember being on air. I had Steve Summers call in, shout out to Steve, and it was a game against the Phillies where Steve said the game was pretty much done and, you know, the Mets weren't going to come back. And I'm like, I don't know, wait a minute. And they came back that night, and I'm like, this is the Make It Happen Mets. They imposed their will. They were an inevitable team. Last year, the way that they hit, the way that they pitched, they were an inevitable team. You knew that they were going to hit a grand slam, a home run, string together hits. Whether it was Jose Iglesias legging out a single, whether it was Harrison Bader with a timely home run. And you know what? We gave David Stearns so much credit in year one of that group. And now I'm looking at David Stearns saying, okay, why didn't you get a starter at the deadline? Now I'm looking at David Stearns saying, you see Cam Schlittler, a young kid, rising to the occasion for the Yankees as I'm watching him pitch in here? Is Jonah Tong going to be ready at some point? Okay, maybe not. Brandon Sproat has to be ready. We need answers because you went out and got Tyler Rogers and Ryan Helsley and Cedric Mullins at the deadline. You went out and got rentals. So that tells me that you're making a push this year to get this team back to October, and the bar is set at the NLCS. You got to get back to the NLCS. And with this lack of pitching, with this lack of starters that can go past the fourth, fifth inning, it's not cutting it. 888-808-1019. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Our friends at Town Fair Tire remind you that Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Let's take a break. When we come back, we'll get to the phones. programming alert. I have Disha Thosar joining us at 11 to talk Mets. I have Brian Hoke joining us at 12 to talk Yanks. And Art Stapleton joining us at 1 to talk Giants before they play in this last preseason game. Let's have some fun this morning. Shout out to everybody that's at work. Guys with the hard hats, guys in the warehouse, guys in the office, in the cubicle, wherever you are. You got me until 2. Keith McPherson on the Fan, filling in for BT and Sal. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.
This is Sal Licata. If you live in New Jersey, you're...
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
We're talking about the Yankees and the Mets. When are we not? Mario, Long Beach, you got it. You know what to do.
What's going on? Nice to see you on the news.
Nice to hear you at this hour when the sun is up. Your connection's a little choppy,
exactly.
But hopefully you're good.
Yeah, and also also a nice opening monologue. I like what's going on with the Yankees. I'm feeling really, really good about the Yankees. I think they're starting to like peak now. I think the key is we have to come back. Max Fried has to come back to where he was, and I think he will.
Hey, Mario, I'm just going to put you on hold for a minute. Maybe you can move, and your connection will change, and I'll take it from here. Yeah, Max Fried. We're about to see Max Fried in this Red Sox series. If there ever was a time for Max Fried to turn back into Max Fried, like, you know, watching the game last night, I'm like, when was the last time we were sitting here thinking there was going to be a perfect game no-hitter? It was Max Fried. I forget which game it was. Was it Detroit? I don't know. But Max Fried gave us one of those moments this year where we're watching him like, you know, 12 up, 15 up. I don't forget which one. I'm blanking. I slept for like maybe 4 hours. But yeah, he is the caveat, right? If Max Fried is the version of Max Fried that the Yankees are getting over the last few starts, pack it up. You know, because even as I'm talking about the Mets and who's going to pitch for them in October, right? Max Fried is getting the ball. Max Fried is game one. Rodon is game two. We were even taking calls last night. Shout out to Bruce in Flushing, who suggested Cam Schlittler getting the ball in the postseason. And I'm like, wow, seven starts into this kid's major league career. Let's just stay in the moment. But, like, what other options do you have? We will see Luis Gil tonight, I believe Luis Gil is on the mound. So, like, he has looked good. But, yeah, Max Fried. If Max Fried can return to ace form, right, we were thinking about him even winning the Cy Young in the beginning of the year. He was an all-star. If he can return to form, then you feel a lot better about the Yankees' chances to compete in October. Let's try Mario again, see if his line has changed.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, we got you now. You're just breaking up a little bit.
Okay. Yeah, I agree with everything you're saying. And, man, Stanton is on fire. I mean, he is on fire. Also, Judge has been slumping a little. I think he's going to come back. I mean, you think his form is still bothering him a little bit?
Thanks for the call, Mario, and I'm sure we'll talk again soon, tomorrow or next day or one of these nights. And, you know, shout to Mario. He's a great listener and caller, adds a lot of insight, and he's rocking with us on the Fan all the time. I'm looking at Judge and Giancarlo right now on the screen. As I said, I'm in here watching the Yankee Encore. You know, something is up with Judge. For Judge to come out and say, you know, for Aaron Boone to be on our airwaves with BT and Sal earlier this week and say, yeah, I don't see him being able to throw the rest of the year. Like, I don't see him, returning to his form to be able to. And then Aaron Judge coming out saying, I don't know why he said that. He hasn't seen me throw. I plan on returning to 100%. Something. They had their stories crossed. Something is going on. There's some kind of miscommunication. Maybe Boone was trying to kind of, you know, cover it up. Or maybe Aaron Judge, being an athlete, wants to compete and believe that he's just going to get some good sleep over the next couple of weeks and be able to do it. But, yeah, Judge has not been, you know, he's been back long enough now where hitting, where we're expecting Judge to be Judge, and he hasn't been that. He had the homer the first night, the first game of this Tampa series, where we're like, okay, there's Judge. But, yeah, we need Judge to return to form as well so that he can back off these people trying to put Cal Raleigh in the lead for MVP. But, yeah, last night Judge goes 0-for-4 with two strikeouts, and the only way that I can kind of, you know, save face or swing that or find a way to repackage that is, hey, the Yankees won without Judge. You see what's happening here? I tip my cap to Brian Cashman again. The Yankees have a team of players that are not relying on Aaron Judge. The team has a lot of home run hitters. The team has defenders. The team has pitchers. And it isn't just, hey, Judge got to carry us. That bodes well for October, where Judge hasn't been able to carry. Ray is in Babylon on the Fan next. What's up, Ray?
How important was that Minnesota series? The Yankees limped into that series. We wanted to see the Yankees sweep them and take care of business. They took two out of three. Maybe that rain delay had something to do with the loss. Mm-hmm. I was there. The Yankees were flat that night. And what happens? Then they take on St. Louis and they bounce right back. So I love how the Yankees, they took that Minnesota series. We thought they'd sweep it. They lose the last game. They roll into St. Louis like these dialed in guys. That ninth inning when they manufacture all those runs, and now we come in and we take care of business with Tampa Bay. Not only is Stanton dialed in, the Yankees are dialed in, and I can't wait for this Boston series. We just took three series, and I know these teams aren't playoff teams, but nevertheless, the Yankees won the games that they were supposed to win. They caught up on Toronto, and now we're going in full throttle on Boston. And I cannot wait for this series. And let's not forget, September 5th, we're going to start that series against the Blue Jays. So things are happening.
Thanks for the call, Ray. Yeah, a few things, if I could try and go backwards. Mariano Duncan, we play today, we win today, that's it. And that vibe has started to happen again. These guys want to win. They want to party, right? I heard Susan talking about, you know, them partying in the clubhouse, and I've been down there. They have a playlist. They turn the clubhouse into a club. Aaron Boone was on talking about how that time after the game when they win, like, hopefully, you know, guys not running to get on their cell phones. It's team building. It's camaraderie. It's chemistry, right? Everybody being in a good mood. They go through what everybody did. Trent Grisham, two home runs. Clap it up. Austin Wells catching the perfect game. Two home runs. Clap it up. Pinch hit. Giancarlo Stanton. Who says Stanton's not a pinch hitter? You know what I'm saying? Cam Schlittler in his seventh start. Making history. So, like, that is huge for the team. You know, you talked about them going to St. Louis and handling business. Cashman was around. Cashman made the trip. And last night, someone called me and they said, oh, Cashman was there to kind of, you know, be over, watch over Boone, you know, be over Boone's shoulder to make him. I'm like, no. Him and Boone are, they talk every day, as Aaron Boone told you on these airwaves with BT and Sal. They are good. What Cashman, I think, showed up as is like, okay, like George Steinbrenner would show up. You know, Hal is not George, and Hal doesn't have the same effect as George, but I feel like if Brian Cashman is showing up in St. Louis, I think that's a reminder to the team, hey, yo, we got to take all three of these games, we got to play. And there's no one out there at Busch Stadium. But I also think it's, you know, reading this article from Chris Kirshner that, you know, is in The Athletic, Brian Cashman doesn't pull up and make, you know, strike fear into people. I think he's reassuring the team, like, hey, you guys are good, you're all right. You know, Stanton's not playing, but Caballero's in. You know, we're going to take these games. And then going back to the Minnesota series before we break here, 888-808-1019, I was at that Minnesota series, and they lost that last game. And, yeah, the two-hour rain delay, you know, it definitely kind of threw everybody off. But Cam Schlittler was ready to go, and that was his last start before this one. And if you remember, I think he threw 80-some, maybe 86 pitches. He went five innings, and then they were done. And they weren't letting him go more than five innings. But last night, they let him compete. And last night, I feel like he took the ball and he said, yo, I'm going to make it so you can't take me out after five. I'm going to be perfect after five, where you got to leave me in the game. So he showed growth. Aaron Boone has shown growth, and not even growth. Like, Aaron Boone has shown, like, he's literally managing for his life. There is urgency, and there's a different feel to his decision-making and what he's doing here. It isn't so much scripted and by the book. It's based off of feel and emotion and human heartbeat. This summer, stay cool and hydrated with the official water of Major League Baseball, Primo Brands. With Primo Brands water delivery, you get premium hydration from trusted brands like Poland Spring, Pure Life, and Saratoga delivered right to your door. Stock up for game day or just keep everyone refreshed. Still, sparkling, or flavored, there's something for everyone. And the best part, you call the shots. Whether you need a few cases or a full week supply, Primo's flexible delivery fits your schedule. So step up to the plate, hydrate like a pro with Primo Brands, the official water sponsor of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can, like, express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW. Countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
It's time for the Wendy's Yankees turning point of the game contest. Wendy's, the official hamburger of the New York Yankees. Be the first caller to correctly identify yesterday's turning point of the game at 866-540-WFAN. That's 866-540-9326. And you'll receive two pairs of tickets to a Yankees 2025 regular season game. It's all from your flagship station for New York Yankees baseball, The Fan. I mean, there was a few turning points, but there's one specific one. I think everybody could figure it out. I talked about it already. I've talked about a lot of things already. Let's keep talking about those things with you. Amelia in New Jersey is on The Fan next. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. I'm waiting. You're good.
Okay.
Yeah, take your time.
I believe that they should re-sign Cody Bellinger with the Yankees again.
Yeah, me too. Spend the money on him. Trent Grisham as well. I'm good on Kyle Tucker. Cody Bellinger from Old Timers Day. His dad throwing out, you know, the pitch in the Sunday game, I believe. Seeing his dad Clay out there and. You know, he has been so solid for us. You know, talk about pivoting to go get Cody Bellinger. You gave up Cody Poteet to get him. That was a steal. You know he wants to be here. They just got to go ahead and work with Scott Boras to lock him in.
Yes, and I also believe that they should make Ben Rice the starting first baseman on the Yankees, too. Because he's been also playing really good.
Yeah, he's playing good, but I think he's your primary catcher right now. Thank you for the call, Amelia. I think Ben Rice has overtaken Austin Wells as the primary catcher, as a starter. And we have Paul Goldschmidt this year. We'll see what happens next year. But Ben Rice is going to play. I mean, Ben Rice got beat up two nights ago behind the plate, and I thought they might give him the night off, and then they put him in at first base last night. Ben Rice has been a revelation. I've been talking about Ben Rice and Trent Grisham as the bats that we were not accounting for when we were talking about, we need another bat, we need another bat. Like, those guys have been great all year. Eric is in Rivervale next on The Fan. Hello, Eric.
Hey, Keith. How are you, brother?
Good.
Great to hear you during the day, my friend.
Thanks.
And, let's talk Yankees here real quick. That game last night was an absolute pleasure to watch. I mean, it was a nail-biter, as they usually are. But those are the games that the Yankees usually lost, right, up until, you know, the past week or so and on this five-game run. You know, I didn't expect them to lose last night. I actually expected them to win, even with Devin Williams coming in and making it a little dicier. And I feel like that's kind of what the turn has been for the Yankees of late, is that it seems to me – you know, that they've kind of righted the ship and the momentum has swung, you know, in their favor, which leads me to this series now, this next four-game stretch with the Red Sox. It's the biggest series the Yankees have had all season. And they've got to take three or four with basically their best four pitchers out there. And I'm not sure what version of Fried we're going to get, but he is obviously a huge part of whether or not the Yankees are going to make a run here. But tonight, I'm really interested to see which heel shows up. The last two starts have been really good. He's obviously going to go up against Giolito, who is no joke. And I don't know. That's the weird thing with Giolito. Like, the Yankees seem to have his number sometimes, and then the last time he completely shut them down. So I'm not sure which Giolito we're going to see tonight. But this series with the Red Sox is huge. They take three or four, We got the Nationals coming in next week, which you would think would be, you know, a series the Yanks can win. And then we take that momentum, and I don't see the Yankees, you know, slowing down at that point. That momentum, to me, carries into, you know, September and then into October, and who knows? Because this season has been wild. I mean, is there a team out there that's been consistent outside of the Brewers? Not really. And so I think the Yankees are positioned well.
Yeah, we swept the Brewers opening weekend, and they've been hot as of late. But it you're right. It's been a wild season in baseball. We can't say that one team is the outright favorite to win it in either league. Thanks for the call, Eric. You know, going back to what you said about last night with Devin Williams, if Devin Williams can get right, if Devin Williams can go strike out the side, and, like, not for nothing, it wasn't smooth sailing all the way. You know, I didn't want him in. I was on Twitter, on Yankees Twitter. I'm saying, don't you dare put Devin Williams in to blow this game, but you had to. He was warming up. That's his lane. And they've worked him back, you know, from being low-lev Dev to get his confidence back where, like, you got to go. Like I said, David Bednar didn't do it. Our other closers got to pick him up. You already used Luke Weaver. Like, he's got to go. You definitely weren't going to throw Camilo Duvall in that spot because he's been bad. But, yeah, with Manfred's man on second, Devin Williams comes in. He gives up the single. And he gives up the double. And we're like, all right. Come on, is he really about to blow a three-run lead? They put him in with a three-run lead. This guy can't do that. And you know what I was having flashbacks to? The last game of the four-game set where the Yankees played in Tampa at George M. Steinbrenner Field, where there was a four-run lead where we should have swept them, and he blew that game. I'm like, there's no way this guy could do this again. And he didn't. He strikes out the top of the order. Chandler Simpson, Yandy Diaz, Brandon Lowe, and he's fired up about it. And I'm like, good. Good vibes, good energy, positive vibes are back for the Yankees. Like, if this guy, like, this is a guy that they've watched sulk in the corner of the clubhouse. This is a guy that they've watched talk to the media and say, like, I absolutely stink right now. Like, this is a guy that they traded away Caleb Durbin for, as we talk about the Milwaukee Brewers, who's playing for them. Yeah, that's good to see Devin Williams in a big spot come through for the team. And I'm sure his teammates were extremely happy for him. I hope that they were able to get on the plane. I didn't do that last night. I wanted to check on their plane status. Maybe I'll be able to look at that today and see what time their plane landed, whatever. It doesn't matter now because they're probably pulling up to the ballpark before this show ends. 888-808-1019. I'm going to take another call, but you were talking about the Red Sox series with Luis Gil tonight and then Max Fried tomorrow. And honestly, with what the Yankees have done in this stretch going 7-1 against the Twins, the Cardinals, the Rays, for me, I'll take a split. The Red Sox have owned the Yankees. Honestly, the Yankees had an opportunity to really kind of like put them in the rear view, and they ignited their season, right? If you remember, like, the Red Sox started turning up after they beat the Yankees, after they swept the Yankees. So, like, I can only go off of what I've seen from Alex Cora dominating Aaron Boone and the Red Sox, you know, just being ready for the challenge of coming to Yankee Stadium. I'll take a split. Because if you look at who we're about to face, the Yankees are about to face the Washington Nationals and the White Sox. The Red Sox, who just lost two games in their building to Baltimore after they faced the Yankees for four, they've got four in Baltimore. So, I don't know, it's not going to be so sweet for them. It's not going to be so easy for them. If you split with them, don't lose the series. Don't lose the series. Sal is out in Long Island on the Fan before we get to the next break. What's up, man? Going once. Going twice, Sal. All right.
Hello?
Yeah, Sal is there. What's up? Good morning.
Yo, man.
What's up?
Hey, listen. I never called before. I heard you at 10 o'clock. I tune in 10 o'clock every morning. I heard you, and I said to myself, I got to call this guy. I'm talking to a Yankee station. They cover the Yankees, and Keith McPherson is covering the Yankees, and I love it. I saw the Yankees play in the 60s. I saw Johnny Blanchard hit a home run, Mickey Mantle, Whitey Ford pitch. All I have to say is thank God for Keith McPherson. Thank
you, Keith. I wasn't expecting this call. I wasn't expecting that to go
Thank you. I love listening to you following the Yankees, and I just love it. And it's different. Let's put it that way. I'm not going to be, bad to people. It's different listening to you. Thank you, Keith. Thank you.
Thank you, Sal. That was really nice. Appreciate it. Didn't know if you were going to be able to join us, and then I wasn't expecting it to turn to me. No, I can't turn it off. You know, even some of my friends that are like, you're not off the roller coaster with the Yankees, bro. You just get so mad. You ride the roller coaster up and down. I can't turn it off. I'm a Yankee fan. And like, even if I never got to the fan, I'd be at that stadium with the bleacher creatures, with the season ticket holders. You know, for years, I was just finding the cheapest ticket I could find to get in there. To me, once I got my first job in the city, I didn't even care about my first job in Times Square working at MTV. All I could think about was this is as close as I've ever been to Yankee Stadium on a consistent basis. I'm going to Mad Games. I'm going by myself. I remember when I first started going to games by myself, I'm like, this is amazing. Not having to worry about a group or somebody having the tickets on their phone, just la, 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 la. I'm going to get on the train, go by myself to Yankee Stadium, sometimes put in John and Susan in my headphones. And, you know, through the last decade of doing that, I met so many people. I've been blessed. I literally write on my bio on social media, blessed Yankee fan, all the things that have been able to happen to me, from being in the fan cave to being on MLB Network only as a Yankee fan to being on this Yankees radio network as someone at night that comes on after the Yankee games. Like, I didn't play baseball. I'm more of a fan than a radio host. I mean, I'm 4 years in now, so I'm learning how to do this radio thing. But, yeah, I can't hide it. I cannot hide that I bleed pinstripes. And I know there's a lot of you listening that want to hear someone that talks that way about the team. I know, you know, you're not supposed to say we. I always say we. It is we. I go to 50 games a year. I wear a Yankee logo on me every day. Like, it is we. I'm a part of this. I don't get to throw the ball. I don't get to have any at-bats. But, like, man, I feel like I feel the losses just as much as anybody else. And I feel good when they win just as much as anyone else. So it feels really good at night to sit down and see them win games. It feels really good to see them right the ship. They've played so bad. They've had 6-game losing streaks. They've had stretches of just, like, disappointments, blowing leads, blowing games. It's just good to get out of the rut. I love baseball. I'm too old to be throwing away seasons. Like, you know, Sal just talked about what he's seen. The first season I can remember, and I don't really remember, it was 96. At this point in my life, man, I love the Yankees. I love going to the stadium. There's so many fans and people that have been good to me, and I'm truly blessed to have the opportunity that I have to talk about the Yankees. So, yeah, when you hear that, it comes out. When you hear that, it is just, I can't fake it. There's no shtick here. There's no acting. More than a lot of things in life, I want the Yankees to win the World Series. If I actually had to write out, what I would give up to watch the Yankees win another World Series and go to that parade, it would probably be alarming to most of you. 888-808-1019. We are going to switch to talking about the Mets a little bit. My friend Disha Thosar, who covers the Mets and covers Major League Baseball, will join us in the next hour. And then once we talk to her, we'll take some Mets calls. I see Chris in New York called to talk about the Mets. I know I'm not your Mets guy, but that's okay. We got to take this break here. Let's see. BT and Sal show on The Fan is presented by your Tri-State Cadillac dealers. Cadillac is the official luxury vehicle of the New York Mets.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club. job.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.